वासुदेवाय
क्षेत्रज्ञयो ज्ञानं यत् तत् ज्ञानं मतं मम क्षेत्रज्ञं चापि मां विधि सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयोर्ज्ञानम् यत्तज्ज्ञानं मतं मम क्षेत्रज्ञं चापि मां विधि
सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत
क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयोर्ज्ञानम्
क्षेत्रज्ञयोर्ज्ञानम्
यत्तज्ज्ञानं मतं मे मम क्षेत्रज्ञं चापि मां विधि
क्षेत्रज्ञं चापि मां विधि
सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत
सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत
क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयोर्ज्ञानम् यत्तज्ज्ञानं मतं मम क्षेत्रज्ञं
the knower
Cha,
cha,
also,
also,
api,
api,
certainly,
certainly,
mam,
mam,
me,
me,
vidhi, no,
no,
sarva,
sarva,
all,
all,
kshetreshu,
kshetreshu,
in
bodily fields,
parata,
parata,
o son of parata,
o son of parata,
kshetra,
kshetra,
field of activities,
field of activities,
the body,
Kshetrajñayor,
the knower of the field,
Jnanam,
knowledge,
Yat,
that which is taught,
Tat,
that,
Jnanam,
knowledge,
Matam,
opinion,
Mama,
my. Translation, Osiena Bharata. You should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. And to understand this body and its owner is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
Khetra kanchapi manavidhi sarva khetri subharat. क्षेत्रा क्षेत्र गयो ज्ञानम जत ज्ञानम जत तत ज्ञानम मतंग हो ज्ञानम नॉलेज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड Krishna is explaining about knowledge. People are being educated all over the world for advancement of knowledge. Knowledge is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. Therefore, for human being, there are so many universities, schools, colleges, institutions, laws. There are so many things to advance knowledge. But what is the advancement of knowledge? The basic principle of knowledge is to understand who am I. If I do not know who am I, then what is the meaning of my advancement of knowledge? Generally, despite so many universities all over the world, people are going on in the concept of this body. I am this body. I am Indian and American. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. So everyone is identifying himself with this material body. Then where is the advancement of knowledge? Here Krishna says, khetra khetra gayo jnanam, jad jnanam tad jnanam matangam. The khetra, this body, and the owner of the body. I am not this body. I am the owner of this body. This is jnanam. That is being explained in this chapter of Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. This is the 13th chapter. And Arjuna's question was, prakritim purusham chaiva chetra chetra gam eva cha etat viditum ichyami jnanam gyanam cha kesava. This was the question in this chapter. My dear Krishna, I want to know what is the prakriti, what is purusha, what is khetra, what is khetrajna, what is jnan. These are the items inquired by Arjuna. Arjuna is disciple and Krishna is the teacher. The disciple submissively inquired from the teacher about knowledge. That is the basic injunction. You cannot have knowledge, I cannot have knowledge without teacher. By speculative advancement, one cannot come to the real platform of knowledge. At the present moment, so many philosophers, scientists, they are trying to advance in knowledge by speculation. I think, in my opinion, perhaps like these things are going on. Big philosophers, scientists, they give their opinion. I think like this. Everybody is thinking, I think, and it is being supported. Knowledge means anyone can think in any way, and at the present moment that is being accepted as knowledge. Just like at the present moment, amongst the scientists, the knowledge is going on that life is made of matter, from matter, chemical evolution theory. And such person also being awarded with Nobel Prize. He is going on the wrong field of knowledge, that life is product of matter. By combination of matter, life is produced. It is not knowledge, it is ignorance. But by speculative process, one is writing a big volume of books and he is getting Nobel Prize. Where is the proof that by combination of matter, life comes out. This was discussed by a big professor in California University. He was touring, lecturing all over the world. So when I was in Los Angeles, he also came there. So in the Los Angeles University, there is one Dr. Swarup Damodar. He is PhD in chemistry. He is my student. He challenged the professor that if you say that life is combination of some chemicals, suppose I give you the chemicals, can you produce life? The professor said, that I cannot say. So this is going on. What you do not know exactly, simply theoretically, you put some theories and speculate, that is not knowledge. But our process, we are getting knowledge from the perfect personality. That is Vedic system. You acquire knowledge from a person who is perfect in knowledge. Perfect in knowledge and imperfect in knowledge. So long we are imperfect, we cannot give perfect knowledge. Therefore, we must find out knowledge from the perfect person. That is Vedic injunction. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Guru. Guru means one who has got perfect knowledge. One who hasn't got perfect knowledge, he cannot become guru. How he can? Guru means heavy. So if I am light and I take knowledge from another light person, then what is the use of such knowledge? So therefore the Vedic injunction is tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Abhigacchet, must. Gacchet, this form of verb, vidhiling, is used when there is the meaning must. Abhigacchet. So it is not optional that I may go or I may not go. No, you must go. That is Vedic injunction. So, here is the perfect teacher, Krishna, real Jagadguru. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it appears. In due course of time, there is a time when Krishna appears. Everything is there in the calculation of the shastras. Just like we have got a fixed time for the sunrise. Everyone knows that in the morning at 6:30 there will be sunrise. There is certain. Similarly, in the shastras there is a description when Krishna comes down, descends in this universe. In one day of Brahma, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Brahma's days are described in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yuga parjantam arhat jat brahma no vidhi. 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000 becomes one day of Brahma. So, 43 lakhs thousand times, and another 43 lakhs thousand times. This is the period after which Krishna comes. So, why does he come? That is also described. Paritrana sadhunam vinashayacha duskitam yuge yuge sambhavami. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, descends to give us knowledge, like Bhagavad Gita, personally speaking, so that even after disappearance of Krishna, you can take advantage of Bhagavad Gita. And as Arjuna is asking personally, so similarly all your questions, not only religious, of course, when there is something talks about God, it is taken as religious. So religious, the meaning of religion in the English dictionary is different from what we mean by religion. That in the dictionary it is said religion is a kind of faith. Faith may be wrong or right, but religion cannot be wrong or right. Religion must be correct. That is the meaning of religion. The example is that the sugar is sweet. It is not the question of wrong or right. Sugar must be always sweet. You cannot change it. That is religion. Chili is hot. That is correct. Chili cannot be sweet and sugar cannot be hot. So religion means that. Religion described in the Vedic Shastras is said, dharmant sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means, the plain description of religion is the codes or the laws given by God. Dharmant sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Just like the state, law means the order given by the government. That is correct. You cannot accept government laws in a way that I may believe or I may not believe. That is not law. Law means you must believe. That is law. If you don't believe, then you'll be punished. That is law. Similarly, religion means, as it is described in the English dictionary, that it is a kind of faith. Faith I may accept, suppose Hindu faith or Christian faith. So you may accept or not accept. There is no compulsion. But religion does not mean like that. Religion means you must accept. You believe or don't believe, it doesn't matter. You must accept. That is religion. And what is the religion? The religion from Bhagavad Gita we find sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. That is religion. Why Krishna says dharma samasthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. I come down on this planet or in this universe for re-establishing the principles of religion. Dharma samasthapanartha sambhavami yuge yuge. Then what is that dharma? That is not Hindu dharma or Muslim dharma or Christian dharma or this dharma or that dharma. No. Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, does not come down to teach a sectarian type of dharma. There is one dharma. What is that one dharma? To surrender to the orders of God. That's all. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is dharma. Savai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti radakkhaje. Why you should surrender to God? Unless you have got love, just like we surrender to the government laws. Why? Because we are confident that if we surrender to the government laws, we shall be peaceful citizens, there will be no trouble. Because we know that, therefore we surrender to the laws of government. So government, at the present moment, everywhere we see defective government, therefore there is agitation against government, there are parties, one party is agitating to take the seat of the government. When he goes, then another party agitates, because everyone is imperfect. Therefore they cannot give the real law so that the citizen may be happy and peaceful. That is the defect. But when we receive from the perfect the laws, then we become peaceful and perfect. Jaya Atma Samprasidati. That is real law. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojite Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnananta Jat Ahitukam. If we engage ourselves in the service of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva is another name of Krishna, because Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva, and Vasudeva means all pervading us. So Krishna is both. He is the son of Vasudeva. He appears, he accepts. Ajopi san abhyatma, bhutanam ishwaropi san. Although he is the original source of everything, still he appears like a human being, becoming the son of his devotee, like Vasudeva or Nanda Maharaj, like that, or Maharaj Dasarath. That is his option. He can appear from anywhere. So Krishna is perfect. If we take lessons from Krishna, instruction from Krishna, then we get perfect knowledge. That is the process of studying Bhagavad Gita. If you accept Krishna as ordinary human being, then we are befooled. Abhijananti mang mura manasim tanuvas. We should accept Krishna. Why should we accept? Because all the shastras accept Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Sadhu Shastra Guru. That is the evidence. According to our Vedic knowledge, we shall accept a thing when it is proved by Vedic evidence. Therefore, Veda means knowledge, perfect knowledge. The Sadhu Shastra, Shastra means Vedas. And sadhu, saintly persons, and guru, saintly person means who abides by the shastra, Vedic knowledge. One who does not accept Vedic knowledge, to followers of Vedas, they do not accept him as an authority. Even Lord Buddha, because he did not accept the authority of Vedas, therefore, in India, he was rejected. Although Lord Buddha appeared in India, but sometimes many people became followers of Buddhist religion. But later on, it disappeared from India. It went outside. What was the reason? Because Lord Buddha did not accept the authority of the Vedas. So, although Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation of God, we Vaishnava, we worship Lord Buddha. Keshava dhrita buddha sarira jaya jagadisha hari. Nindasi jagga vidhi rahaha suti jatam. Suti jatam. The statement in the Vedas, that is called suti jatam. Nindasi. Because his mission was to establish to stop animal killing. Sadaya ridaya dar sitaposu ghatam. Therefore, he had to reject the Vedic principles, because in the Vedic principle, in the sacrifice, there is a commendation, sometimes, not always, about sacrifice of the animal. But his aim was, mission was to stop animal killing. Therefore, for the time being, he rejected the Vedic authority, because people will take advantage that in the Vedas there is a commendation for sacrificing animal. So, just to stop, to take this advantage, he said that, I do not accept the authority of Vedas. Therefore, he has accepted as atheist. Vedna maniya bodha haila nasti. That's a big story. Anyway, we have to accept knowledge from the perfect person. This is the saman substance. Unless we take knowledge from the perfect person, our knowledge is defective. Therefore, Arjuna is asking, what is this prakriti, material nature? What is purusha? Purusha means who is trying to explore the world is also prakriti. Prakriti, just try to understand, woman, stri. But if one stri wants to enjoy another stri, then how it is possible? That is not possible. There must be purusha. So purusha, these living entities, although they are dressed like purusha, they are not purusha. They are prakriti. Jiva bhuta mahava. They are superior prakriti, but not purusha. But they are trying to be purusha. This is called illusion. If a woman dresses like a man and wants to act like man, that is artificial, that is not possible. Similarly, a living entity is not purusha, he is prakriti. But because he wanted to enjoy this material world, nature has given him a dress like a purusha and is falsely trying to enjoy it. This is the position. Krishna bhulya jiva bhogavan chaka. Prakriti cannot enjoy another prakriti. A purusha can enjoy. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamaheswaram sridam sarvabhutanam jnattamang shanti micheti. Shanti, if you want shanti, peace of mind, peace of living condition, then you must know three things. That Krishna is the supreme bhokta, enjoyer. And we are trying to imitate him to become enjoyer. That is false. Because if you try to capture something false, then it is simply labor. You'll never achieve that thing. Or even if you achieve, you cannot be happy, because thing is false. So real bhokta is Krishna. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamaheswaram sridam sarvabhutanam. People are after peace, shanti. And this is the shanti formula, that we must know Krishna, the supreme enjoyer of everything. Bhoktaram jagatavasam. You tapasya, you undergo severe austerities. Suppose you are doing business, that is also tapasya. You have to work very hard. Money does not come so easily. Then you get some money. So it is also the result of your tapasya. Sometimes we see that a poor man, working very, very hard, he becomes a millionaire. There are many instances. But that is tapasya. The result is you have got millions of dollars, but you cannot enjoy it. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam. Yajna also. There are many ritualistic ceremonies in the Vedas to achieve something very great that you can get. But Krishna says that when you achieve the razor, you are not enjoyer, I am the enjoyer. Now, we'll accept it. Everyone will say, I have got this result after working so hard, and Krishna will take everything. Yes. If you want to enjoy yourself, you'll never be happy. You give it to Krishna and you'll be happy. This is the formula. So this simple formula, if we understand, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram. Because he is the proprietor. Sarvaloka Maheswaram. He must enjoy. Suppose a carpenter makes a very nice furniture, a nice closet, very beautiful. So will the carpenter shall be the proprietor, or the man, the person who has supplied him wages, supplied him the wood, and he has made it, will be the proprietor? Very simple philosophy. Whatever we do, similarly, suppose you construct a skyscraper building, costly building. But who has supplied the material? The brick, stone, wood, iron, where you have got it? It is Krishna's property. You cannot produce these bricks or the iron or the wood. It is Krishna's property. Bhumi rapanalo vayu khangamano buddhiri. These five elements of material, ingredients, earth, water, air, fire, all these things, even mind, intelligence. The mind, unless you have got intelligence, you cannot manufacture anything with these material things. Just like in America, before the Americans, the Europeans, or from other countries, mostly Europeans, they went to America. And the America land was there. The ingredients were there. But because the Red Indians, they had no sufficient intelligence, they could not make America like present time. Lack of intelligence. So we are manufacturing so many things industrially. But the intelligence is also given by Krishna. Bhumi rapa analo vayu khangamano buddhi. The buddhi is also given by Krishna. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matta smriti jnano apohanancha. From me, one gets intelligence, memory, and also forgets. We are completely dependent on Krishna. Otherwise, why man is extraordinarily intelligent and other is not? Why this difference? He, constitutionally, if you study the body of the intelligent man and the less intelligent man, the anatomy and physiological condition, you'll find the same. The same blood, same bones, same marrow, same muscle, same skin, same veins running, same heart, everything. But why one man is less intelligent and another is very, very highly intelligent. Why this difference? Because the supply of intelligence is by Krishna. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. If Krishna is favorable, you'll get the right intelligence at the right moment. Otherwise, you'll miss. This is the position. So, we are completely dependent on Krishna. We are conducted by the manipulation of Krishna. Therefore, right knowledge should be taken from Krishna. Matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. Jnanam from me. Therefore, Arjuna is rightly intelligent. Therefore, asking Krishna, what is this prakriti? What is this purusha? What is jnana? What is khetraga? What is khetra? And Krishna is answering. So if we want to receive real knowledge, then we should concern this Bhagavad Gita. That is our propagation. We are propagating this message, Krishna Consciousness Movement, that you take knowledge from Krishna, that's all. Don't take knowledge from the rascals and fools, then you'll be misled. That is our propaganda. So, why not take this opportunity? Our business is not very difficult. Our business is very easy because we are not manufacturing knowledge like the rascals. I think, what you are? You are thinking like this. You are rascal number one and you are thinking. What is the meaning of your thinking? We reject immediately. I think. It is my opinion. This is going on. Big, big scientists, big, big philosophers. We don't accept. We must see whether he has received knowledge from Krishna. And one who receives knowledge from Krishna, just like Arjuna. Arjuna says to Krishna, Shishasteham sadhimang prapannam. My dear Krishna, the perplexity which has arisen in my mind, it cannot be solved by anyone except yourself. Because Arjuna knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he surrendered to him. He surrendered. He was talking like friend. Friendly talking cannot give any good result, simply waste of time. But when there is talking between disciple and the spiritual master, that has got meaning. Just like my disciples. Because they have accepted me as guru, whatever I say, they accept it. Otherwise, I have not bribed them. These European Americans, I have no money. I went to New York with $7, what money I've got. But they have accepted. This is the process. You must find out somebody whom you can accept as guru. That guru must be bona fide. Otherwise, what is the use of accepting a bogus guru? What is that bona fide guru? That bona fide guru means one who's accepted Krishna as guru. He is bona fide guru. That is bona fide guru. Evam parampara praptam imam rajar sayo vidu. Imam bo vivasati jugam prattvala hamabham. Krishna says that this system of yoga, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, was first of all described by me to the sun god. Imam vivasati jugam prattvanam abhayam vivasan manaviprahu. And the sun god again handed over the knowledge to his son, Manu. Manu ikhagavi prabhu. And Manu explained the same thing to his son Ikhaku. evang parampara praptam imang rajase. So that means the knowledge is actually coming from Krishna. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also stated, Tene Brahma Dida Adhikavai. Adhikavai is Lord Brahma, and Brahma means Vedic knowledge. So there was nobody to teach Brahma. Brahma is called Prapitamaha, the first class knower of the Vedic knowledge, Adhikavai. But where from he got the knowledge? He got the knowledge from Krishna. Tene Brahma Rida Adhikavai. And Brahma distributed it to Narada. Narada distributed it to Vyasdev. Vyasdev distributed it to other acharyas. In this way, evam parampara praptam evam raja sayavi. So there is parampara. The knowledge is the same. There is no alteration. But it is coming through disciplic succession, one after. So one who receives the knowledge from the disciplic succession, just like at the present moment, we see that Krishna and Arjuna, they are talking. Arjuna is direct disciple of Krishna. So if you take Bhagavad Gita as it was understood by Arjuna, then you get the right knowledge. And if you take the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita explained by some so-called scholar and politician, then it is askeldom only. It has no meaning. It has no meaning. That is the process. You try to understand Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna understood. Arjuna is asking Krishna. So what Krishna is answering, you take it. Arjuna accepted Krishna, Parabrahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. These are all statements in the Bhagavad Gita. So our only request is that if you want knowledge, as it is inquired by Arjuna, you take it from Krishna. Or one who has accepted Krishna as Guru, the original, then your knowledge is perfect. Otherwise, you are cheated. You will not get the right knowledge. It is not possible. Evam parampara praptam imam raja sayobidu. So therefore Krishna says that khetragancapi mangabiddhi. Khetragancapi mangabiddhi sarvakhetre subharat. First of all, he gave knowledge that this body is khetra. Khetra means field of activities. Just like a cultivator, he has got a field and he is working with plow. So according to his labor, he is getting the fruit. Similarly, we have got this field, this body, and you are working, you, me and everyone. According to our knowledge, according to my understanding, capacity. So therefore, I am not this body. I am the owner of the body. I am working with this body. This is the position. Khetra, khetra, gam. You study yourself. You take your finger, ask yourself, am I this finger? No, the answer will be, I am not this finger, it is my finger. And this head. So, just like you ask one child, what is this, my boy? Oh, my finger, father. No child will say, I finger. Even a child will not say that I finger. But the whole material civilization going on, I body, that's all. I am India. I am America. Therefore, this is foolishness. Jashatu buddhi kunape thidhatuke sadhi kalatra disubho maijjati jati tha buddhi salile dakarihichi. janesu avigyesu saeva gokhara. Jashatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. This bag of bones and flesh and blood and urine and stool, this is the bag, this is body. What is this body? You dissect this body, you'll find these things. You'll find blood, muscle, bone, urine, stool, and so many other things. Does it mean that such a great intelligent man is combination of urine, stool, blood, bone? So why don't you create another intelligent man with this ingredient? But the so-called scientists and philosophers, that's this body. They have discovered some cellular theory, this theory, but that is not the fact. The fact is that within this body, there is the owner of the body that is called soul. Soul. Dehinasmin yathade. This is not the cause of her intelligence, but it is given by Krishna, less or more intelligence. That is your position. That knowledge where you get, not in the university, but you get from the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore our request is, our only propaganda is, be Krishna conscious. Try to understand everything, all problems. Then the solution is there in the Bhagavad Gita. The present problem is food problem. It is not simply talking on this platform or that platform. Yesterday some news reporter said, what is your view of the Bhagavad Gita, Daitavad, Advaitavad? Daitavad, Advaitavad, that we shall consider later on. Come to the practical field. Now suppose there is scarcity of food. So Krishna does not say that this problem of scarcity of food will be solved by Daitavad philosophy or Advaitavad philosophy. Krishna says practically, annad bhavanti bhutani. Annad, you must have sufficient food grains for the living entities, animal and man. This is practical. There is no question of talking. What is the talking of Advaitavad philosophy, Advaitavad philosophy? When you are needy, you require anna. That is practical solution given by Krishna. Annad bhavanti. He never says that your food problem will be solved by philosophizing Advaitavad, Advaitavad. Here is practical. Annad bhavanti bhutani. You must find out sufficient grains. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Parjanyat anna sammabha. Parjanyat. When there is sufficient rain, then there will be food grain. Not by your Advaitavad philosophy, Advaitavad philosophy. These are practical solutions. Chaturvarnam maya sristam guna karma vibhagas. Krishna has divided the society, human society, in four divisions. The Brahmana, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, the Shudra. These divisions of the human society must be there. If there is no intelligent person, Brahmana, simply Shudras, you cannot be happy. That is not possible. Just like to keep your body, there must be head, there must be arms, there must be belly and there must be leg. Simply if you have got legs, that is dead body. Even simply you have got heads, that is also dead body. Four things must be there. How you can violate this? No, you don't require head or don't require leg. No. Krishna says, no, chaturvarnam maya. This is my regulative principle, I give it. Just maintain a first-class intelligent man. Don't disturb them. Give them all facilities. Let them cultivate Vedic knowledge and help you. That is required. So in this way, you'll find solution. All problems, social, political, economical, philosophical, religious, everything. So our Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose, that you study Bhagavad Gita as it is, don't try to foolishly try to interpret in this way and that way and spoil your time. Then you get right direction for solution of the all problems and your life will be successful. That is our request. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.